Hey guys, welcome back to Hardcore History. You're here, back at it with Maya Sanchez. Enjoy this commercial while we start this podcast.
Is Pepsi okay?
Pepsi okr. Did you just ask if Pepsi okr?
Excuse me?
Of course Pepsi is okr.
She's saying okay.
Why aren't you understanding? Okr? What kind of word is that?
Okr.
So you think it's Gaelic? Like, akarai.
Okay.
No, it's okr.
Okr.
Is that close?
No. Oh. Okr.
Okr.
Like this. Okr.
Thank you for listening to this sponsored video by Pepsi. Now, on to the podcast. This podcast is about how France got destroyed and fixed again. During the 1560s and the 1590s, the French Protestants, called the Huguenots, and the Catholic majority created religious-based wars, tearing France apart. Yeah, but finally a century later, France became ruled by the most powerful monarch in Europe. This powerful monarch helped France recover and become stronger than before. Good thing the monarch helped France, otherwise it would not be good. Grrr! It just makes me so mad every time I think about how the Catholic royals ruined all of France. Have you heard the story before? Nope. Tell me it. Well, it all started on a sunny day in the old streets of Paris. It was August 24th, 1572, also known as Saint Bartholomew's Day. The wind was perfect. It was warm and breezy. The color blue filled the sky. After all, this was a big day. It was a royal wedding that both the Catholic nobles and the Huguenots attended. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the Catholic royals massacred 3,000 Huguenots. This kept going on for a couple of days. Thousands of Huguenots continued being murdered. This was not good for France or the Catholics because at the time they did not realize that this was one of the worst decisions they could make. But right now, I'm pretty sure they regretted it. Oh yeah, I remember. This was when France really started to need a king. Luckily for France, in 1589, Henry IV inherited the throne. Henry was a Huguenot, and after fighting Catholic opposition for 4 years, he decided that converting France to Catholicism would end the conflict that tore France apart. The Edict of Nantes was issued by Henry IV in 1598, to protect Protestants. This meant that the Huguenots would receive the religious toleration and other freedoms because of how Catholicism was now France's official religion. To fix France back up again, didn't Henry have the government reach into the French life? Yep. He had royal officers administrate justice, improve roads, build bridges, and receive agriculture. Well, that technically means that Henry IV just built the future of absolute power for the French monarchs. Yes, but very sadly, Henry was assassinated in 1610. At this point in his life, he had a family. The next royal in line for the throne was his son Louis XIII. When he took the throne, he was barely 9 years old. Wow, usually when a kid takes the throne, they need a chief minister. In Louis's case, he appointed Cardinal Richelieu in 1624 as his own chief minister. Because of Cardinal Richelieu, the central government of France became continuously stronger for the next 18 years. Wow, I heard Louis XIII was a pretty great king. But like his father, Louis got assassinated and basically left his family. His son Louis XIV, like his father, was very young when he became king. I'm guessing Louis XIV also needed a chief minister. Yes, he did need a chief minister. He was named Cardinal Mazarin. He was a very hard worker like Richelieu. When Louis XIV became king, didn't France once again become destroyed? Also, what destroyed France? Well, it was an uprising event called the Fronde. It was when the nobles, merchants, peasants, and the urban poor rebelled to protest power or even preserve their own. Wow, that sucks. But what sucks even worse is that Cardinal Mazarin died in 1661. This meant that Louis XIV had to govern all of his power on his own. One thing he said on behalf of Mazarin's death was, "I have been pleased to entrust the government of my affairs to the late cardinal. It is now time I govern myself." Such touching words. Getting over that, we learn that Louis XIV believed in his divine right to rule. For example, he took the sun as a symbol of his absolute power.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.